A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Let me sing for my beloved my love song concerning his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard on a fertile hill. He dug it and cleared it of stones and planted it with choice vines. He built a watchtower in the midst of it and hewed out a wine vat in it. He expected it to yield grapes, but it yielded wild grapes. And now, inhabitants of Jerusalem and people of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more was there for me to do for my vineyard that I had not done in it? When I expected it to yield grapes, why did it yield wild grapes? And now I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will remove its hedge, and it shall be devoured. I will break down its wall, and it shall be trampled down. I will make it a waste. It shall not be pruned or hoed, and it shall be overgrown with briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the people of Judah are his planting. He expected justice, but saw bloodshed. Righteousness, but heard a cry. The word of the Lord. In the movie Diary of a Mad Black Woman, there is a story beneath the main story that tells of the love and struggle of a husband and wife who have two children. When the viewers are first introduced to the wife, they soon realize that she is addicted to drugs and is not living with her family. At one point, hungry and high, she returns to her family's home and says to her husband, "I want to come home. I don't want to do this anymore." Her husband's eyes bespeak his desire for the same thing. He loves her intensely, but his response is jarring. "You have to leave." When she looks at him with pleading eyes, he assures her, "I loved you, but I can't keep doing this. You come home, say things are going to be different, play with the kids for a bit, and the next morning you and the money in my wallet are gone. I want you home. The kids need you home, but you have to be clean, and I can't help you to get clean. You have to want it for yourself. You're the only one who can change you." The viewers are left wondering what choice she'll make when she leaves the house before the children awaken. The scene is a familiar story of tough love. It's also reminiscent of today's first reading. The proclamation from Isaiah starts out on a high note. It begins with the first chord of a love song. According to one of the commentaries, it is a play on a traditional song that women would sing to their beloved ones during the wine harvest. The song speaks of the woman being the vineyard and the beloved one the caretaker of the vineyard. It speaks of love and fertility and how the planting of choice vines of love would yield a bountiful harvest. But Isaiah's proclamation ends on a tough love note. Despite all the love and tenderness, care and cultivation the vine dresser has given, the vineyard has yielded a crop of wild grapes, out of which no choice wine could ever be produced. It is with a note of sadness that the vine dresser allows the vineyard to be trampled down and devoured. For Isaiah, of course, the love song is an allegory for the relationship between Yahweh and the chosen people. God has planted Israel in a rich and fertile land, flowing with milk and honey, cultivating it to be a bountiful harvest that would nourish even other nations surrounding them with its produce of justice, righteousness, and peace. Regrettably, wild grapes, the temptation for things that were not of God, choked their vegetation, cutting off any possible harvest. Instead of justice, there was bloodshed. Rather than righteousness, there was a cry. God, the vine dresser, had to practice tough love with his beloved ones. Like the husband in the movie, God recognized that his dearly beloved needed to make the choice to be clean, to become untangled from the vines of the wild grapes. Though their choices led them to exile, they eventually remembered the goodness of God and who they were called and created to be. Isaiah's proclamation of the love song is a tune for our own day. In baptism, we become the vineyard of God, and the stones are cleared out and choice vines are planted in our hearts with the great expectation that we will yield an abundant harvest. Yet there are times when the vines and produce of wild grapes tantalize us with their succulence. We are tempted to eat of their poison, getting sick on greed, power, and overindulgent riches. We forget the goodness for which we are called and created. In the Muslim tradition, it is forgetfulness of our human goodness that leads a person to sin and away from God. In today's second reading from the letter to the Philippians, St. Paul exhorts us to remember the goodness of God that has been cultivated in our hearts. He says, "Beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you." In the movie, there is another scene where the woman checks herself into rehab, and she remembers her children, the harvest of the love between her and her husband. It is this remembering that sets her on the path to redemption. Every time we celebrate the Eucharist, we are invited to remember all that is true, honorable, and just, all that is pure, pleasing, and commendable, all that is excellent and worthy of praise. That is, we are called to keep in mind and remember ourselves to the very life and love of God that has been planted and cultivated within us. It is our path to redemption. Clinging to the true vine of life, then, the vineyard of our lives will be resplendent. Instead of bloodshed, there will be justice. Instead of hearing a cry, there will be the shout of righteousness. Instead of violence, there will be peace. And the tune of the love song will strike a different chord within the heart of our beloved.